This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Just when you thought you've seen all the bad ideas coming out of college football and this playoff, well, they happen to surprise you. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports, where we cover the Big 12, and we are so glad that you are here, as always, as a part of the show. So I thought it was April Fool's 3 weeks late on Monday. I don't know about you, but where were you when you first heard the bizarre story about a college football playoff being determined by TV ratings? Can you think of a worse idea? And before I continue, could you drop that like on the video if you're on YouTube and that 5-star rating and review on the podcast? Thank you so much for taking 5 seconds out. Even hit the pause button if you have to, and helping us out on that front. And also, always appreciate our radio affiliates. So I couldn't believe it. It came from ESPN because, and that means you know it's legit. If it comes from ESPN, that means that they've got the inside track. ESPN owns the college football playoff. ESPN is not going to report anything on the college football playoff because they are more or less helping set up the college football playoff at ESPN. That's what they do. They oversee it. There's no commissioner. Basically, you've got the SEC, the Big Ten, and ESPN determining the future of the college football playoff. And this report came down on Monday from Heather Dinich, ESPN, and she reported that the college football power brokers are going to be meeting this week, and they're obviously trying to figure out the future of the contract and what this playoff is going to look like. Will it be 12 teams? Will it be 14 teams? How will they determine who makes the playoff? Of course, one thing that's gotten attention over the last few weeks is the idea of 4 SEC teams and 4 Big Ten teams, automatic bids, 2 for the Big 12, 2 for the ACC, and 1 group of 5, and then 1 at-large spot. That's been talked about. But this was a new wrinkle this week when Heather Dinich reported this, quote, "One possibility, which could be viewed as a compromise, is having conferences earn automatic bids through their play each season. A model in which each Power Four league can earn guaranteed spots through a combination of its team's overall records and maybe even TV ratings, according to a source, could be presented. The highest ranking conferences would earn the most automatic bids." If that's not absolute insanity, I would ask you what is. Sit there and think to yourself, could you imagine TV ratings having anything to do with college football and its playoff? That is possibly the stupidest idea I've ever heard. First off, it's irrelevant. The Dallas Cowboys get great ratings. You know what the Dallas Cowboys haven't done in like 30 some odd years now? Win a Super Bowl. What do they have, like 1 or 2 playoff wins in the last 3 decades? I'm really not trying to rub it in as a Chiefs fan. I'm just being honest. That is meaningless. The New York Giants and New York Jets do well in ratings. They absolutely stink. USC does really well in the ratings. They didn't have a good season last year, did they? You cannot even introduce the idea of college football playoffs being determined by TV ratings. It's even worse than if you did it in the NFL, because in college football, it's not all equal. You have Big 12 teams that play multiple games on ESPN Plus, or they're on FS1, they're on FS2, they're on ESPNU. You have the SEC that will get preferential treatment in all this because ESPN owns all of their rights and they want to help the SEC. If you have ratings play a factor, ESPN will rig the game to benefit the SEC more than they already do. They did it in football this past season, and they did it in basketball. They gave the SEC the prominent positioning that they wanted to give them because they've got the most skin in the game. Yes, they're a major TV partner for the Big 12 as well, but they have much more skin in the game with the SEC than they do the Big 12. That's a reality. So you have to look at this for what it is, and you have to understand what the SEC's goal would be and what the college football playoffs goal would be and what the ESPN agenda would be. And they would all be the antithesis of what's in the best interest for the Big 12 conference. That's a fact. That is absolutely indisputable right now. So this is, I don't know where this leads, but it is a horrific idea to even consider the concept of a college football playoff being determined by, yes, TV ratings. And then the other part of it also doesn't make sense. Says here that a model which each league can earn a guaranteed spot based on its team's overall records. Well, who's going to schedule difficult non-conference games if your overall record would potentially determine whether or not you make the college football playoff? Like, that just doesn't make sense, right? Think about it. Why would you want to put yourself in a spot where you could either play Ohio State or you could go out there and you could play Ohio? What are you doing if the college football playoff could be on the line? Now, that's true right now, kind of, sort of. But the reality is, in an expanded playoff, you are much more likely to be in a very good spot when it comes to protecting your ability to get into the playoff. If you're in a power conference, you make your championship game, we expand this thing, it's going to be pretty darn likely that your resume will not come down to a non-conference game in early or mid-September. Not guaranteed, but likely. But if then now we're doing it based off of overall records, and God forbid, as ESPN reported, we go down the road of potentially doing this based off of television ratings, forget it. I mean, at that point, I don't know what I would do with my fandom, but I would really struggle with this sport if that is at all a route they elected to consider. That would be insanity. But at this point in college football, I can't say nothing would surprise me, because I admit this did surprise me. This did catch me off guard that it's even an idea in the world of college football. But man, this was right up there with some of the more bizarre things that you have seen in college football reporting. I'm Pete Mundo, and I am so glad that you are here on Heartland College Sports. Thanks, as always, for joining us. I just don't want to see this sport get screwed up, and I do not want to see it get rigged by the powers that be in college football, which is the SEC, ESPN, and the Big Ten. I don't want to see that for the Big 12 or for the sport at large. I don't want to go anywhere down that road. Pop your questions in right now as well onto the channel, YouTube, Facebook Live. We are streaming there. And of course, as always, on the podcast. And if you could, drop us that like on the video right now. Helps us tremendously. And we always love having our radio affiliates be here as a part of the show. So transfer portal absolutely is humming right now, right? I mean, that is something that is obviously top of mind for a lot of folks. And it's one of those things that you look at and you say, okay, hopefully my team is not going to find itself in a spot where it's got to replace a big piece. That did happen for one team in the Big 12. That's been hit pretty hard.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano. Or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
And that team, it's the Houston Cougars, one of the strongest position groups, and this is a very underrated storyline in the Big 12 right now. The Houston Cougars had a great secondary this past season, and they are now losing these guys to the transfer portal left and right, and it's not good. For Willie Fritz and his team, they lost A.J. Halsey and Jeremiah Wilson. And these guys were part of one of the best units on the team last year. Wasn't a great season for Houston, but they did come on strong late, right? Willie Fritz made this team better. It's one of the reasons that I've been high on Willie Fritz, and it's one of the reasons that, you know, I really think that he can be like the Lance Leipold for Houston. Older guy, starting off fresh, been around the block, but you know what? He's won basically everywhere he's been. And they've made some good news or good moves in the portal. It's mostly been on the offensive side. But, you know, they had a stretch there in the middle of the season where they won 3 or 4 games. Beat TCU, beat Utah, and beat Kansas State. Those were all surprising victories for Houston last season. And then they lost 3 in a row to end the year. But they had a good stretch there. And overall, I think a lot of people are going to be high on Willie Fritz over time turning this thing around. They had a tight game against Oklahoma, I recall, from early in the season as well. So they've been right there, largely thanks to the defense. And now this offseason, you look at an offense that got better, but a defense that lost huge pieces in that secondary. Halsey's a Houston native, first team all Big 12 guy, started every game the last couple of seasons. And last year, Wilson led all Big 12 cornerbacks with his Pro Football Focus rating of 86.9 and one of the best cover corners in all of football. That is a spot right there that I know that these guys might be able to cash in. But if you are in that position, if you're Willie Fritz, you've got to do everything in your power. Not saying he didn't, but you have got to do everything in your power to make sure that you retain the talent that you have. Because if you're just adding guys to get better on offense, but then you're losing two of the best defensive backs in the Big 12, well, okay, you might score some points, but now you're going to be losing games on the other end because of the other side of the ball. That's not beneficial either. But that's the insane world that now is the spring transfer portal. It's just, it's nuts. But you're seeing it happen all the time. And it's like, enough's enough with this stuff. It's just ridiculous. Now, on the other side, Oklahoma State is making some major moves. Mike Gundy was quoted over the last couple of days as saying that, you know, he is paying in the spring portal window, which he had never done before. And look at that. They're actually picking up guys. This month, they have 7 portal additions. Just actually in the last like 2 weeks, they've got 7 portal additions. 3 of those have come since the spring window opened up. All 3 contributors to Power 4 programs last season. Some of the standout players, South Carolina edge Wendell Gregory chose the Cowboys. Colorado edge Taj McCoy. Both players with great upside and will fit nicely in Oklahoma State's scheme. And maybe the biggest addition, Vanderbilt defensive tackle Demarion Thomas. Started all 13 games for Vandy last season. Tulsa native, comes back home. He'll play a major role in the Cowboys' defense next year, and he chose the Pokes over several other suitors. So Mike Gundy is welcoming this team into the, I don't want to say 21st century, but the 2020s, I guess. He had kind of been stuck in that Dabo Sweeney lane of like, I'm not playing the game this way. I don't want to do this. It's like, bro, you can adapt or you can die. There are only 2 options here, adapt or die. And Mike Gundy, listen, Mike Gundy is not a guy who wants to die. He's not a guy who's going to get killed off easily. He did not build this program up over 2 decades to have it just look the way it did last season when they went 0-9 in the Big 12. That was never going to be what Mike Gundy was going to let happen. Did I think that he would turn it around this quickly? I did not, at least when it comes to the portal and his opinion of the portal. But it's a welcome sight. It really is. Now, what's not a welcome sight is what happened with Justin Blackmon, former All-American, All-Big 12 wide receiver, Biletnikoff Award winner, top 5 pick in the NFL draft. It is tragic. If you did not see the mugshot of Justin Blackmon, and if you really want to see it, it is up on our Instagram page at Heartland College Sports. Find it there. Follow us on the IG. We got a lot of content on there as well, so I would love to see you follow us there. I do videos there all the time, separate from, you know, the YouTube podcast radio show. So give us a follow on Instagram at Heartland College Sports. Justin Blackmon looks like 2 versions of Justin Blackmon from his time at Oklahoma State. He was reportedly arrested for public intoxication. And at 35 years old, he looks like he's going on 55. He looks horrible. And TMZ reported on Monday that Blackmon could not fit in the back of a cop car during the arrest. A police report obtained by TMZ Sports stated a larger vehicle was required to get him to jail. Now, that's just, I assume, because he's so big, I mean, he played college football, played in the NFL at a high level. But now he is just so fat, to be blunt, that he could not get into the police car. According to the incident report, cops responded to a call regarding a larger black male laying on the ground 1:32 in the morning on Saturday. By the time they arrived on the scene, they were notified the man had gotten up, roamed into a campus building at Oklahoma State, and once they made contact with him, they observed he was unsteady on his feet, reeked of alcohol, and was wearing wet clothes. When asked what he was doing, Blackman told cops he was trying to walk home, and officers noted his speech was slurred and confusing. He kept saying he was going to Stillwater, but when they told him that town was not an address, he replied by admitting he did not live in the area and said, "You got me." He turned around, placed his hands behind his back, and was informed he was under arrest for public intoxication. But he couldn't fit in the back of the car because of his body size, per the report. This just sad. Really sad. His pro career never panned out. He looks like a shell of the man that he used to be. He clearly has some demons that he needs to get figured out. That's the only obvious conclusion to come to here. But you feel for the man. He's 35 years old. Was he probably overdrafted? Yes. He was partially a product of an amazing scheme that Mike Gundy had going there under a string of just incredible offensive coordinators at that time. He had a high-flying offense. Brandon Whedon was, listen, he also wasn't going to be an NFL stud, but he was perfect in that system for Mike Gundy and the Cowboys. That team, I believe, would have won a national championship if Iowa State didn't ruin it for the Cowboys on that fateful Friday night back in 2011. I will never forget where I was. I was working in Oklahoma at the time, and one of my bosses, the great CJ Montgomery at K101 in Woodward, Oklahoma, had a clipboard as a longtime Pokes fan, 40-year Pokes fan, and just smashed it right over his leg on that Friday night. I still thought the Cowboys deserved to play in the national championship that year in 2011. Instead, we got the SEC rematch of Alabama and LSU, and I think what was a 9-6 barn burner. So, we'll never know what would have happened, but to me, that Oklahoma State team was the best team in the country that year and would have beaten either SEC team. They were that high-flying. But Iowa State, give them credit, had an amazing Friday night, and it worked out to their favor, of course. So we never got to see potentially Oklahoma State play for a national championship. But Justin Blackman was great. But it is really sad to see what happened to him here over the last few days, especially going into the Easter holiday. It just makes it that much more difficult and heart-wrenching to watch. And I will leave you with something that I was talking about on the show last weekend. It may have been just for those of you on the podcast and on YouTube who saw this. And that was my rankings of the Big 12 football programs I missed the most after realignment. And listen, I know everyone's not going to like every single show, but I will say I was surprised by how much some of you hated that. So I just gave my rankings of the Big 12 teams I miss and the Big 12 teams I don't miss. I don't miss Texas. I don't miss A&M. I kind of miss Missouri, and I miss Nebraska and OU. I didn't say it to be petty. I didn't talk about it to be petty. Felt like a good offseason topic to discuss. I didn't say it because it was in any way intended to be a shot at our new eight teams in the league. It had nothing to do with that. It was like, you know what? Here's a fun offseason topic. Let's talk about it. That's all it was intended to be. That's it. So please don't take it the wrong way. And just understand, it's now that time of year. We're looking for different topics, interesting off-season storylines. I want to keep bringing you shows multiple times a week. So if you think I swing and miss, please tell me. I mean, I'm all here for it. The more the merrier. Bring in the comments. We'll have the conversations. But it is never intended to be something that is against the eight new teams we brought into this league over the last 2 years. That is not the case at all. So just roll with it. but I'm always here for the feedback. I appreciate you guys. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We are always glad you're here on the show. Please do like us. Please subscribe to the show and drop that 5-star rating and review. Real quick here, I just want to read a couple of the nice reviews that have come in on the show here as of late on the podcast. We are sending out merch to some of these as well. This comes from Hardline is still open. It says here, I listen to several BYU and Big 12 podcasts. Pete Mundo is the best Big 12 pod by far. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I've listened to every Big 12 podcast. Heartland is the best. That's right here on Apple. So thank you, guys. Please do share the show with a couple of friends. It helps us tremendously. We keep growing. It's because of you. Have a great rest of the day. Go Big 12. Talk to you soon.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.